This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Mark Little is a musician who plays jazz, soulful pop, and gospel. His day job is as a geologist. Now, he combines these interests in his current project, music composed for the opening of the art show at the Ackland Museum called The Spectacular of Vernacular. The piece is called The Music of Fracking, and Mark Little joins us in the studio today. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Before we talk about the music, we should talk a little about fracking. I think most people know what it is. They've heard of it. But remind us of what fracking is.
Sure. And just as a before I say anything, I'm not an expert. But fracking is short for hydraulic fracturing, which is a method for releasing shale gas from rock deep below the surface of the earth. They're doing it in Pennsylvania. And they're considering doing it here in North Carolina.
Yeah. Controversial because we're not quite sure how dangerous it is.
Yeah, because so the process of it, you take millions of gallons of water that has sand in it and some chemicals, highly pressurized, and you actually crack the shale to release the gas. And so there's concerns about what happens to the water because not all of it comes back. Some of it does come back. Where do you put it? Also, the gas that comes out, it may not all go where you want it to go. So those are all concerns.
And the chemicals that are used is part of this thing, whether or not they get into your water system. So all that. But that said, there's an exhibit at the Ackland called the Spectacular Vernacular. Tell us about that exhibit.
Yeah, so this is an exhibit that was put together at the Walker in Minnesota and is coming now to the Ackland here in Chapel Hill. And the idea behind of it is really relayed in the name. So it's looking for the spectacular, the beautiful in vernacular pop art, graphic design-inspired art. And that is kind of one of the reasons why I use this sort of convoluted method of making music, which is basing something on hydraulic fracturing, which no one really thinks has anything to do with music, but trying to find something interesting and worthwhile in that in a musical sense.
So and getting back to the just the exhibit itself, mm-hmm. We're not talking about finding the extraordinary in everyday ordinary things. We are talking about intentional objects, intentional art objects, even if they're popular or vernacular.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not found art, but I've actually been able to see some of the work as it's being put up because I've been doing some recordings there, and it's absolutely amazing.
Give us an idea.
Work.
What are we going to see?
You're going to see a deer that is glowing and diamond studded. You're going to see the word beauty itself, beautiful, mm-hmm. and just a lot of stuff. This is a very large exhibit, and they have a lot of work there.
And the idea is that we have sort of intentional objects that are seemingly ordinary, maybe a lawn ornament, maybe a word beauty that is by itself an artifact, but it also evokes an image and ideas. How about if we just stopped and paid attention to those things and found in them the mm-hmm. spectacular?
That, and also it's extremely accessible. And I think that's one element of it. It's an element that's consistent through popular art or popular music. You can appreciate it without too much work.
So tell us about your commission and your composition.
Well, that's a funny segue because I'm not sure that the music will be immediately accessible or appreciated. But so I got started working with the Ackland a couple of years ago. But this project in particular, I approached them because I thought it would be interesting and complimentary to do music during the opening that was composed using sounds recorded during the installation of the artwork itself. And so trying to keep in with this idea of ordinary things, objects, and trying to make them beautiful or find them beautiful.
All right. And we have a sample of the composition that you'll hear for the opening of the Spectacular Vernacular by Mark Little. Let's listen. All right. So, Mark, so give us an idea of what's going on there.
All right. So this is at the very beginning of the piece. It's going to be quite a fairly long piece. But what's going on here is three layers of sound. One, the most noticeable, is this bell. And it's actually the chime of the elevator slowed down about 600%. And as I was fiddling with perhaps 15 hours worth of recordings, slowing some down, reversing some, and I was like, whoa, that sounds like a church bell or a bell in the middle of town square somewhere.
Of course, you're recording the installation being put up, right? Things coming into the museum and the installation going up.
Right. So that's going on as we speak. The performance is tomorrow night. So I've been...
You didn't have a lot of time, did you?
No. I mean, so a lot of pre-planning, but yeah. I've been recording and putting the music together at the same time. And then some of the other layers of sound are when the the cases of the artwork were being unloaded from the truck. It was a pretty noisy commotion, and some of that sound reversed has this kind of sound to it. And so I wanted to bring that out. And then, like I said, this is the beginning of the piece, bringing you slowly into it. And some of these elements will be repeated later on.
And you have layers, as you said. Did you have an idea going in, or did the ideas emerge after you listened to the recordings or as you were recording?
So that's kind of where fracturing comes in. So I used the elements or steps in that process to help me think about how to structure the sound before I actually had the sound clips themselves. And so I didn't have a clear idea of what anything would sound like, but I knew how long I want certain sections to be, if I wanted something to be more rhythmical or more lyrical. And I had that framework. And then most of that got thrown out of the window when I get the sounds. But enough of it was still there that I could have something.
Were you hearing things? Were things coming together for you as you were recording, or did you have to sit down and listen to the recordings before the real composition could come together?
A little of both. The one day I was actually there during the recording, but the other days I set the recorder up and left and came back. And so those, obviously, I had to just listen to it. But the day I was there, I had some ideas, and I was like, oh, I'm getting something good here. And I generally was pretty accurate with that.
Did you see this also as a kind of melodic composition? Were you listening for pitches that you could arrange like we would do it, make a tune, or was it simply for the effect of the sound?
Initially, I had the idea that it would be really composing music, the notes, and that was the part that was really thrown out once I really got the sounds. And I needed to step back and appreciate the sounds for themselves and try to elevate them. And also the fact that people are coming to the exhibit mainly to see the art, so it's not too much pressure on me. So hopefully what I will be able to provide is a sound environment that people are brought into and leave and come back to as they're appreciating the visual art, and really enhances the experience. The only exception to that is the last section of the piece where the saxophone comes in, and that's definitely melodic.
Let's hear that. And that's you on the sax?
Yes. I play the saxophone.
When did that idea, when did that melody line come to you? Was that after hearing all the work?
No. The melody line came after I came up with the idea, and I always knew the last section needed to have a melodic element because I didn't want to torture anyone who was listening for too long. I wanted to give them something they could really hold on to. And so the melodic section, if you will, at the end was written beforehand. And I was trying to figure out a way to get the music to come out of that. And so if you listen on that last section, it almost sounds like there's cars or driving by, and that's what actually it is.
Yeah.
It's a recording of a highway, and with one of the programs that I use, I can turn that highway noise into chords And so that's what I've done, and then playing over that.
And how much other manipulation of the sound did you do? You reversed some of it, certainly. We heard that in the first piece.
Up until that point in the piece, I wanted to not do too much. So there's reversing, slowing down. Other than that, it's mostly layering.
Yeah. And it seems to me that an exhibit like this, and even your piece, calls us to pay attention. I think that's the word that came to mind as I listened to this and read the description of the exhibit itself, is that paying attention, being aware of things in their elemental form, sometimes allows us a new vision. And, you know, if you don't see a tree as a tree, but see it as part of something else, you see things in a new way. You hear things in a new way.
I hope so. And I, a lot of the sounds are, again, you hear all the time, every day, but you don't notice them. You don't pay attention, as you said. And so hopefully in this environment, people can say, oh, that's kind of interesting, hearing the rumble of voices layered, or the sound of an elevator.
Sounds great. Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Mark Little. You can find out more about Mark Little's work at his YouTube channel, youtube.com/4MGL. And you can hear the piece Music for Fracking at the opening of the show called The Spectacular of Vernacular this Friday night, January 13th from 6 to 8 p.m., free and open to the public at the Ackland Museum in Chapel Hill. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.